Hi, this is Kay with CAFE. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Today we are talking all about transitional kindergarten, and I am joined by Amanda Garcia. Amanda, can you share with the audience who you are?
Thank you, Kay. I'm very excited to be here talking about transitional kindergarten. I actually began my career in Natomas Unified as a transitional kindergarten teacher. I worked at Bannon Creek for 4 years teaching TK, and then I taught kindergarten at Paso Verde for a few years before moving into the early learning coordinator role just this year in July.
What does NUSD offer currently in terms of TK classes?
So this year, Natomas Unified has 12 transitional kindergarten classes, and that is at 8 of our school sites. And that's actually an increase from what we offered last year in TK. We had 8 TK classes at 8 of our sites, and due to enrollment and a growing interest in TK and us being able to enroll students a little bit younger this year, we were able to add additional TK classes at 4 of our school sites.
We just keep growing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting to see so many people interested in TK.
How does NUSD plan to expand TK?
So Natomas Unified is working very closely with California State Department of Education, as well as Sacramento County Office of Education, to make sure that we're following all of these guidelines. And TK is going to grow over a 5-year period, and this is statewide, so this is not just in our Natomas community. Beginning this school year, students who turned 5 by February 2nd, were able to enroll in TK. So last year it was students had to be 5 by December 2nd. So we are very excited to have a few extra students this year. And then beginning in 2023-2024, if students are 5 by April 2nd, they will be able to enroll in TK. And then in 2024-2025 school year, students are 5 by June 2nd. And then our final year of expansion will be 2025. So in 2025, all 4-year-olds will be able to enroll in transitional kindergarten. And for people who don't know, TK is actually a bridge between preschool and kindergarten. So the fact that we're able to offer this program to all 4-year-olds by 2025 is really exciting for our community.
We're undergoing so many changes, and with that said, what changes in learning materials is taking place to support younger learners?
So this year, our current TK teachers are actually piloting new TK curriculum. And this curriculum, we have a couple of different publishers that we are looking at, and we've used lots of criteria and pre-screening activities and conversations to make sure that we are selecting a curriculum that not only meets the needs of 4-year-olds, but meets the needs of our 4-year-olds in our community. So what do our students in Natomas Unified need? And what is it that we want them to get out of their education, especially for most of them, this will be their very first year in school. So we are currently piloting 2 different curriculums in the classrooms right now. So those materials are being used, and we are seeking parent feedback on those materials. So you can go to our website, natomasunified.org, click on our early learning page, and you'll be able to access those materials online if you wanted to look through those. And we do have surveys available for parents to fill out as well. We're also seeking student feedback and teacher feedback, because really this is a community decision on the materials that will work best for our students.
Speaking of teachers, what kind of training have teachers undergone to prepare for this expansion?
So we actually started with some teacher training in the summertime to help teachers understand what the expansion is, what this will look like over the next 5 years. And some of the tools that we really studied and did a deep dive analysis of were the preschool learning foundations. With the age in TK shifting to a younger age, we are going to have more of a hybrid preschool and kindergarten model. So we wanted to make sure that our teachers had ample training in what we would see in a typical preschool student. Because a lot of these students who are going to be in TK over the next 5 years were originally in preschool when they were that young. So we've done a lot of study on the preschool learning foundations, which are also going to be revised in the coming years, and our teachers will be part of those conversations with the state and the county as well. We also looked at the kindergarten Common Core state standards, because that's what we're going to be preparing them for, is kindergarten. So where are we going? What is our trajectory over the course of a year in TK? You know, where are we starting and where are we going to? And then we looked at the academic framework for California. So what is the expectation for academics in TK, and what should students be learning, and how should we be teaching that? What are the different ways we can differentiate instruction for a younger learner? So our teachers had quite a bit of training on that this summer. And then we also looked at how can we incorporate play-based learning by also incorporating more inquiry into our transitional kindergarten classrooms. Because really, in TK, this is where they develop a love for learning, and this is where we teach them to become independent learners and have voice, choice, and ownership over their educational career.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Is there anything else you'd like to share about transitional kindergarten and its expansion?
I just think that it's really exciting that TK is going to be offered to everyone over the course of 5 years. When TK was first created, there was just a small number of students who were able to access TK. So Natomas is so excited to be part of this this expansion, and we can't wait to welcome all four-year-olds by 2025.
Thank you so much. And if you want more information about Natomas Unified's transitional kindergarten program, again, our website is natomasunified.org. And where do you click again, Amanda?
If you go to natomasunified.org, click on our early learning page, and you will see a link there to our TK curriculum and materials adoption page.
Thank you again for joining us. This has been another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Have a great day. Bye.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.